All right, I'm excited to welcome the program author and celebrity Kane Hodder. Kane, thanks for calling, and how are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, man, you and I are two big figures. I'm a former professional wrestler, 6'10". You're 6'3". Tell us the story of how you got into acting.
6'10"? Jesus, I think we ought to fight.
Yeah, I think I should be in your next movie whenever you're in another movie. I'm happy to get into this somehow.
I started doing stunts. I mean, I've been a stunt person for almost 40 years. January, it'll be 40 years. So typically, I would just do stunts. The first 20 years of my career was just doing stunts, and I was very happy about that. And then I was in the right place at the right time, and John Buechler made me Jason, and everything changed, all for the better. I can still do whatever stunt work I like to do, and now I do all these horror films, which I've always loved, so it's great.
So how many Jasons were made till you became the Jason? Why did you become the Jason? Because I know you weren't the original Jason. Tell us that story, how
right.
that happened. Yeah.
Yeah, there were six films before I started, six Friday the 13th, and there were six different Jasons. So they never really had settled on anyone. Number seven came up, and the script was written where Jason had to do a lot of stunts this time, and a lot of major stunts, being on fire, stuff like that. So it's a very, even within the stunt business, not everyone does fire. I happened to do a lot of fire, even though I got burned. I did a movie called Prison with Rennie Harlan and Viggo Mortensen in the mid-80s, and I was a stunt coordinator on it, and John Buechler was doing the effects, asked me to wear a full-body makeup for a couple scenes, and I had never done that before, prosthetics head to toe. Okay. And I really enjoyed it, and I put everything I could into that performance, as small as it was. And the following year, Buechler was hired to direct Friday the 13th, Part 7, and immediately said he wanted me to play Jason. Since nobody had claimed the role really yet, it was an opportunity for me as a stunt person to play that character so they wouldn't have to use two different people. And based on that performance, I did the next three after that. So I did four in a row, and I always felt it was a big honor, and I still do.
Absolutely, and from doing that many films as Jason, what did you learn about that brand? I mean, honestly, it's something that is so iconic in so many ways, Kane, being on the set, being Jason for that many films, and I'm sure doing tons of personal appearances, you pretty much live Jason at times, right?
Oh, absolutely. I did, anyway. I don't know if other people approached it that way, but, you know, again, six films had been out. The character was known around the world. I know that sounds dramatic, but it's true.
Yeah.
People knew the character of Jason all over the world. Now, imagine how amazing it was for me to be realizing I'm going to be that guy. And, you know, it still is incredible to me that I was in that position. So, because of that, I wanted to do everything I could to do the character justice and add whatever I could I wasn't going to ignore previous performances because there were people before me, but I wanted to kind of make my own version without completely ignoring the past. And, you know, I just always felt it was such an honor. And like I said, I still do. And I fully appreciate the fans, and that's why I tried to do everything I can for the fans if I'm doing an appearance.
And are you still doing a lot of appearances as Jason?
Not as Jason, but a lot of, you know, autograph shows and stuff, because it's a great way to travel the world and meet other fans. I mean, I've been to Ireland this year, England, I did a film in Australia. So I've been all over the place, certainly all over the country, and I've become friends with a lot of people. So when I go back to a show, like, for instance, I'm in Worcester, Mass. right now, ready to start Rock and Shock for the weekend, And I have a ton of friends here that I've become friends with because of doing the show. So I have friends all over the country, and as a result of doing appearances like this.
Absolutely, doing these horror appearances and different things, and you played in other things as well. What made you want to write a book? Tell us about that process.
Well, I mean, you know, I've had an interesting life and not always the easiest, certainly.
Yeah, for sure, for the being burnt
with,
most
because
of your
I got
body.
Burned
yeah.
doing a
yeah.
fire stunt. Yeah, I got burned doing a fire stunt in my first year as a professional stuntman. Almost died as a result, had terrible care initially. So I always felt that story in itself was a book, because even people that have been burned like I have don't realize how bad it can be if you don't have proper care. So I always knew that was a huge story I wanted to tell, just for, because when I look back on it, I almost can't believe I made it through it. And I'm the one that did it. So, you know, having that part of my life as such an interesting, to me, story, then I grew up in the South Pacific on a tiny island when I was in high school. So that aspect is very interesting to people. It's an island that's 3 miles long and a half a mile wide. And I went to junior high and high school there. And so that is just a very interesting story. And then, of course, then you have the 40 years of doing films and all those stories. So I just thought, you know, I don't know if anybody's going to want to read this, but I'm going to tell my story. And, you know, it's been very well received.
Well, if you go to events all the time and continue to be in horror films, you have a huge fan following because of who you are and how approachable your willingness to get out there. If you go to events, you're going to sell books. That's the bottom line, Kane. If you go out and put yourself out there, willing to sell them in your trunk anywhere you go, and then you start the stories you're able to tell are amazing. And say, hey, I got to read this book now. He told me a couple stories while I was signing an autograph, but I really want to know what happened, you know, with Jason. What happened in the Hatchet franchise? All these different things you're doing. So, Kane, what's your latest project you're promoting right now?
Well, right now, I mean, recently, or all year, actually, I've been doing the motion capture for Jason for the Friday the 13th video game, which has been fantastic. I was so happy that they chose me to be Jason in the game. And
congrats.
I just played the game for the first time last week, and it's absolutely incredible. I'm not trying to sell people on it. I am just amazed at how intricate and complicated and fun and challenging it is. And you can play as Jason or as a camp counselor. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how people react to that game, because I know it's going to be good. And, you know, I'm doing the documentary version of my life now. That's almost completed. We've spent the last year and a half putting together the visual version of the book, if you will, and have a couple films coming out, one called Death House, which had all kinds of my friends, horror celebrities, personalities in it, and it was a lot of fun that we shot in Philly. We got, you know, Tony Todd, Sid Haig, Dee Wallace, Mosley, Berryman, Barbara Crampton, Vernon Wells, Sean Whalen, it just goes on and on. All these people that are known for other horror films are all in the same film, so it's very cool.
Awesome. And then you can buy your book for sure. And then we got to stay in touch. We'll connect with each other, Kane, because I guess if you need me in one of your horror films and you want to just and kill me, I'm game, especially if you're filming in the Northeast area. I'll just drive up, do a couple scenes with you. Let's set it up, okay?
I think I'd love to kill you, because I like killing guys bigger than me. That movie I did in Australia called Charlie's Farm, Nathan Jones played the killer in that, and he's also 6'10". So it was fun to work with somebody of that size. Unfortunately, in that movie, I did not prevail. because he was the killer. But it's interesting being killed also.
All right. You're listening to the Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.